This is the Composer's Datebook for July 7th. I'm John Burge. On today's date in 1956, one of the most successful of all American operas premiered at the Center Opera House in Colorado. The Ballad of Baby Doe, by composer Douglas Moore and librettist John Latouche, was based on a real-life tale of love and loss that had played out in that state. Elizabeth McCourt Tabor, better known as Baby Doe, became the second wife of the Colorado prospector, businessman, and politician Horace Tabor in 1883. Tabor's messy divorce and remarriage to the young and beautiful Baby Doe was a major scandal at the time. Tabor was immensely wealthy and built an opera house that still stands in Leadville, Colorado, where he met Baby Doe. But by 1899, Tabor had lost his entire fortune. And after his death, Baby Doe lived on in a poor miner's shack where she was found frozen to death in 1935. And it was on a cold winter's day, a year before the premiere of their new opera, that Moore and Latouche paid a visit to Tabor's opera house in Leadville and stood on its stage for inspiration. A witness recalled, "I was aware of a great, an eerie silence that suddenly came over the building. If ever there were ghosts of the past in the Tabor Opera House, I could believe that they were there at that moment." Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.